Invite you to stand as you are able for the gospel reading. The Holy Gospel today comes from the book of St. John, the 15th chapter, beginning with the 26th verse. When the Advocate comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who comes from the Father, he will testify on my behalf. You also are to testify because you have been with me from the beginning. I did not say these things to you from the beginning because I was with you, but now I am going to him who sent me. Yet none of you asks me, where are you going? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your hearts. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away, for if I do not go away, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will prove the world wrong about sin and righteousness and judgment, about sin because they do not believe in me, about righteousness because I am going to the Father and you will see me no longer, about judgment because the ruler of this world has been condemned. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. My dearest siblings, grace and peace to you from God, our Creator, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We do this every year. We dress up in red. We read that second reading, that Acts reading, the Pentecost story in a bunch of different languages, which really doesn't allow us to hear anything at all. But it's always really fun. Pastor wears his red chucks. You all wear your red outfits. And Pentecost is here. We do this every year. We all know the Pentecost story. There's really not much else to say about it. It is the story of the coming of the Holy Spirit to the apostles, to the disciples, to the witnesses, to the people who come to believe in Christ. It is also the very beginning of the church. It's a story that is almost 2,000 years old, one we have heard many, many times. But it is a story that continues to speak to us today. So what does this story say about our lives today? Pentecost is not just the story of the Holy Spirit coming to the apostles after Jesus ascends to heaven. Pentecost is the story of the Holy Spirit continually coming into our lives today. And there are some themes that are going on in this story, themes that we share almost 2,000 years later. Pentecost is about an experience. It's experiential. It only becomes meaningful when you have these Pentecost experiences in your own life. And so if I had to take all of my studying and reading and translating and interpreting and everything that you pay me a ton of money to do, if I had to take all of that, that was a joke, folks, because I don't get paid a lot. But if I had to take all of that and try to describe what Pentecost is, I would say that the Pentecost experiences that we encounter, it's like waking up to something that is terrifying, but something that is amazing at the very same time. These experiences are terrifying because they almost always require us to leave behind the things that are familiar to us. Now think about that for a moment. Think about what that means to you, to leave behind the things that are familiar to you. That's scary. Nobody wants to do that. Nobody wants to leave behind what we know. Nobody wants to leave behind certainty. Nobody wants to leave behind a world we have spent a lot of time and energy trying to understand and then grasp. Nobody wants to be confronted with having to be pulled away from that. But that is the Pentecost experience. That is the story of God's people. And if we are to call ourselves God's people, that means there are times in our lives where we are going to be called by God away from the things that are familiar to us and into the unknown. And that's scary. Sometimes it happens because we just know that we should not be in those familiar places anymore. When we are working at a job that just treats us poorly, when we have a life filled with anger or resentment that is expressed to those around us, when we are absolutely sick and tired of the climate around us, of the fighting, the division, the sad news of another shooting, when we know this familiar territory is a place we shouldn't be, but we stay there because it's what we know, sometimes God is calling us away from that familiar place, and that's scary, even though we know it's good for us to do. Sometimes we get pulled away from the familiar because we just simply can't be there anymore. It's not a matter of whether we should, but it just doesn't exist anymore. Like when you lose somebody you love, there's nothing you can do about that. The familiar space that you're so used to, it's just simply not there. Or when you lose a job, when life changes without asking you for your permission, that's scary too. We're forced into these places of uncertainty, these places of the unknown. But you know, Pentecost is not about certainty. Pentecost is not about getting answers to questions. Pentecost is not about discovering resolution in a time when it feels like it doesn't exist. Pentecost is not about a destination. Usually when we are vaulted into that unknown, our first thing is, all right, how do we get to where we're going? Let's go. Let's get there. When we have questions that make us uncomfortable, usually our reaction is, all right, what are the answers? Usually when we are thrusted into that place of uncertainty in the unknown, our first response is, how do we get back to that place of certainty and that place of knowing again? Because that place is scary. But it's a place that is amazing too. For the apostles who had traveled with Jesus for 3 years, who had grown to love him immensely, they were forced into a space of unknown in the cross, through the resurrection, and when Jesus ascends back up into heaven. A place of uncertainty, a place of questions, a place of wanting answers, wanting to know where they are going, wanting to know what the point of all of this is. And then the Holy Spirit comes. And the point of this story is not that they get answers to all those questions, but that they discover that in the midst of those questions, in the midst of that unknown, in the midst of that uncertainty, that right there in that space that we fear, that we try to avoid, right there, God speaks. Right there, God reminds us that God is present with us. It is simply about knowing that as you traverse the craziness of this life, that God is right there with you. Pentecost is this thing that happens in the space between knowing that you can't be where you were, but you're not yet where God is calling you to be. And that's scary, but it's amazing because you realize that God is calling you into something. Sometimes we leave the familiar simply because it's a part of growing up. At my high school graduation, everybody was very happy. I sat in my chair during the ceremony and cried like a baby. I was so sad. I wasn't ready to leave the familiar. I wasn't ready to leave my friends. I wasn't ready to leave this incredible experience I had had for the last 4 years, but they wouldn't let me stay anymore. Part of growing up. We've got five young men and women with us today who are graduating from high school. I don't know what your guys' experience of high school was, if it's a place you want to stay at or if it's a place you can't wait to get out of, but no matter what, they're not going to let you stay, so you've got to go somewhere, right? But that's also scary because I imagine the five of you have spent this time being protected, having all of these questions and these moments of uncertainty explained to you, or you have been guided through them by your loved ones and your family. And now as graduation looms, as you take that first step into this next chapter of your life, there is a level of uncertainty, a level of stepping into the unknown. And that's scary. And if I, as a pastor, could say anything to the five of you who I've had a chance to get to know, if I could take all of my wisdom and everything you pay me tons of money to do, I would simply say this to the five of you. This is simply the space where God speaks. I don't know what God's going to say. I don't know where God is going to lead you, but I know that God is going to be there with you every step of the way. If you could just listen, God will lead you to incredible things. I'm sure we can't wait to see what that is. In Jesus' name, amen. Please stand. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you now and forever. Amen.